Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Tyler. How can I help you?
Yes. Can you tell me what this is customer service for?
Well, we service several different products.
I got a bill on. Okay. Well, I'm going to give you my name, and maybe you could look up what it is that I'm supposed to have bought.
Okay. What's your zip code, sir?
It's 80031.
And your first and last name?
Raymond Olivencia.
All right, and I was able to locate a account matching your name. Can you verify the mailing address on there for me, please?
It's my home address is 9162 North Utica Street, Westminster, Colorado, 80031.
All right, give me 1 second. I'm looking over your account. Let me put you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding, sir. So I show that on May the 14th, you had placed the order for the mail enhancement products. And so originally we charged you the $7.45 and $6.70 for shipping. So since you never called and you canceled, since you never called and canceled the 14-day trial, they went ahead and charged you for the products that we originally sent you back in on May the 14th.
Is that what happened? Okay. Is there anything that we could do about this? Because let me tell you something, it hit at a time that I really can't afford that. I think I was drunk the night I did the mail enhancement products. And I forgot about that completely until it came in the mail. Like, where the fuck did this come from? And then the next thing I know, you know, I said, okay. I saw the bill and I said, okay, it's only $6, not too bad. But, you know.
All right. So I know you stated that, right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
You know, it's okay. But do you understand where I'm coming from right now? I may have a couple of drinks in me, too many, and I did something stupid, okay, and ordered some mail, but I certainly didn't buy $180 worth of
Hello? Are you there, sir? Customer, are you there?